Reminder, Tony Cornish walked out of, in disgrace, walked out of the House, pulled all the Republicans aside and said, don't you ever dare weaken gun laws in this state. Don't you ever dare. He applauds, because we talked about the Las Vegas shooting. Even in your most dystopian pro-gun world, what in God's green earth did you think the crowd that was being shot at could have done? Open fire on a Vegas Strip hotel with weapons that were designed to hit targets at 300 yards from a 600-yard range? Wait, you're going to end up killing a ton of other people. This was a man who built an arsenal, who wanted to create a slaughter, and read up enough about it to realize that if he went up a few floors in a hotel and shot down on a crowd, he could actually cause insane amounts of carnage. And no, you with your little side pistol that makes you feel like you're the tough guy would not have been able to stop him. This constant idea that guns have to be everywhere. No, guns need to be regulated. They're incredibly dangerous. I was talking about this with my daughter, actually, in regards to another issue, which is major, opiates. I mean, would you ever have someone say, well, don't regulate the pill. The pill didn't do anything. It's those addicts that are the problem. No, the drug's addictive. And if you ask me personally, I think guns are addictive. That's why you got these loon balls that have full arsenals in their houses. They think that it makes them tougher to have more of them, and they become addicted to the guns. The gun is a dangerous, lethal weapon designed to kill. We have these weapons because we have grossly distorted the Second Amendment beyond any comparable time in our history to mean that we should have floating armies in our streets. Well-regulated militia, the right to bear arms should not be infringed, but the right to bear arms is still intact with, if you want a personal defense pistol, I would never have them, but you can have those. And a hunting weapon. The Supreme Court's already ruled on this, that there is nothing in the Second Amendment that tells you have to have an Uzi, you have to have an M16, you have to have a submachine gun or a bazooka. There is nothing in there. It just says that as long as you're able to go buy a gun, your rights are not infringed. And so if you want to get a personal defense pistol, and I disagree with those, as long as, and personally, I think we could put into state law regulations that demand hours of in-class training, hours of out-of-class training, and frankly, I think we could make laws about how these weapons are stored. Oh, I get it. Oh, I get it, gun guy. Wait a minute here. What if I'm in Nakatomi Plaza, and Hans Gruber and the terrorists are taking over the tower? Am I supposed to run back to my room and open up my gun safe and get my gun out? Oh, I might as well be dead then. Oh, who's the safe guy now, huh? 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 Touche. I'll let you get back to putting down your cheese-covered pretzel and then grabbing your weapon to save the day there, McClain. We have to have common sense gun control, and we don't talk about it enough, and we unfortunately, I'm as guilty as this as anyone else, we generally only talk about this when there's slaughters. This should be a major issue this election cycle. Common sense gun control.